What are you finding out, my friend?
Well, Chris and Francis, I rarely get a chance to talk to Francis these days on the radio. We were over at the National Archives this morning, and they had a briefing there about the latest efforts to document the presidency of George W. Bush. Now, Sharon Fawcett, the director of Presidential Libraries with the National Archives, says, for starters, many people just want to know how many paper records they're going to be moving in the next couple of days.
We won't know exactly until we complete the move. The work of the current administration goes on until January 20th at noon. As a planning gauge, though, we looked to the past, and when we looked at the two-term presidencies of Reagan and Clinton, we took custody of approximately 20,000 cubic feet of textual records for Reagan and 32,000 cubic feet of textual records for Clinton. So we use that sort of as the planning gauge for how much space we needed for storage of records.
All of those paper records are destined for a former electronics factory in Lewisville, Texas, which has been turned into a temporary branch of the National Archives where the Bush papers are being transported. That facility is being leased for 3 years at a cost of $2.1 million a year, with a possible extension to 3 more years if needed. Should be noted that this storage facility will only be around until the Bush Presidential Library is built at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Now, as for the gifts that the Bushes have received over the last 8 years, well, most of those are also headed for Texas, but Sharon Fawcett with the Archives lays out the ground rules for those gifts from both private citizens and heads of state.
First of all, head of state gifts are given by heads of state, and they go to the president, but they're actually gifts to the American people. And the General Services Administration is responsible for head of state gifts. We have an arrangement with the General Services Administration such that heads of state gifts to a president come to the National Archives for eventual deposit in the president's library. A president can keep a head of state gift if it's under $335. The present value is $335. The president may keep it for his own use if he chooses. If it's above $335 and the president wants to keep it, he must purchase it from the government. Domestic gifts are a little different. People send the president gifts all the time. And again, if the gift is worth a nominal amount of money, the president may keep it. You know, I think, what were those little stuffed animals that everybody collected?
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies, yes. Lots of people sent President Clinton Beanie Babies. And he would keep a basket in his office to give to children that came to visit.
And what about the kinds of presidential swag the Bushes have collected?
This is an example of a domestic gift, and this is an example of the kind of gifts that we'd like to keep for eventual display in the library. It's a handcrafted item, handmade boots. These are have a symbol related to the president on it. In this case, it happens to be Barney. I don't think the president ever wore these boots. Sometimes it can add value to the gift if the president wears it, but it can also be somewhat problematic because people say, oh, the president's using the gift, and, you know, so he's getting the benefit of the gift without paying taxes on it.
And Chris and Francis, coming up Monday morning on the Federal Drive, will tell you all about some other presidential gifts that will appeal to baseball fans.
Yes, that's me.
And also rare book collectors.
Also me.
And we'll also have fabulous pictures on federalnewsradio.com. I got to shoot pictures.
Oh, really?
Of all this good stuff.
So they actually paraded stuff out there.
Yeah, they had a selection of some of this some of the swag out there, mm-hmm. And we were it was me and a couple of the other television crews who were there, and we got to actually shoot pictures on them. There was actually a person from the archives who had white cotton gloves.
Yeah, they treat it all as though, you know, it's archive. Well, I guess essentially it is.
Well, especially this one item that was there for the rare book lovers.
Mm-hmm.
We actually saw a first folio. So you know what that is?
Yeah.
A first folio of.
You mean a first printing, right?
Yeah, a first printing,
right.
of a Steinbeck.
Really?
Grapes of Wrath?
Yes. Wow.
A first folio of Grapes of Wrath that was signed by Steinbeck before he died.
Wow.
And was given to Laura Bush, who is a very big, obviously a teacher, also a big book connoisseur. She mm-hmm. was a teacher and a librarian at one time. And we had a chance to look at the book
that they do on the mall.
Yes, that's yeah. right. That wonderful book festival that she started here a couple of years ago. And
people were just all over the place with that. I mean, all the cameramen wanted to get close up. I asked them personally if I put on white cotton gloves, if they would let me hold it. Because I love that book, you know, and it's incredible. And she said, "Well, sorry, we can't let you do that."
Yeah, they're not allowed to do that.
So it's a little known fact about Max Kakis, by the way. He usually wears white cotton gloves whenever he walks around.
That's why he's always healthy, because his hands stay sterile. One final question for you.
Sure.
The boots that that you talked about in your report there, were they made for walking?
Well, I guess they could have been, but we won't know, will we, because the president never put these boots on.
That's too bad.
And said there's a website or something?
We have websites here. Now the other thing...
On our website, we're going to post all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll post all this stuff on our website. Okay. But also the fact that along with all of the paper, all of the little gifts and things like that, we also, one of the things that they talked about with the archives is that they are responsible for taking a final snapshot of whitehouse.gov.
All right.
And so,
because on Monday it changes, right?
On Monday it changes. And on the 20th,
think about how they get that done.
On the 21st, you will be able to see a permanently maintained and archived version of whitehouse.gov under the Bush administration, with all the documents and all the webcasts that they've ever done over the last 8 years, just as they had with the Clinton administration's website. So that is set up in perpetuity, and you'll be able to access that on the web. And that's another thing that the National Archives is doing.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Max. Appreciate you coming in.
And more Monday?
More Monday. We'll have a big report on the Federal Drive with Tom and Jane, and also online anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Pictures. We'll have pictures.
I love pictures.
We know that.